Hello, guys. I'm just wondering if you're sick of this wokeness everywhere, and you can't turn anywhere on the media or anything without femmes being stuck in your face saying how wonderful they are. And everywhere you're going is promoting femmes as being the most fantastic thing in the world, usually by femmes. It's just overload everywhere, isn't it? And the media is the number one people who are pushing femmes all the time. And of course you don't mind a little bit of hype, but they're darn right lying about things. Case in point. So here's a picture of Danielle Westbrook. She used to appear in a soap called EastEnders here in the UK when she was very young. But the success got to her and she started shoving cocaine up her nose. Lots of it. And finally her nose and face kind of caved in. And she had to go in for an operation to try and rebuild it. I mean, this is unfortunate, but it was all done by herself. And just recently she was rushed to hospital for some emergency something or other. And she wonders why she's not brought back into the soap. Well, producers have to work on deadlines. They have to know the person's going to turn up. The person has to be healthy to be able to film the hours that they have to do it. Plus, they have to look reasonable. And unfortunately, she doesn't look the same anymore. It still looks so her face is caved in a bit. In other words, to me, she looks a bit odd. And if she's going to go on TV, she can't look too odd, can she? Why doesn't she see that? But she still craves the attention as all femmes do, even though she looks a bit odd. And the media could be kind and not mean, but just be the truth. No, the media just openly lies about it. She looks fantastic, they say. She's going out drinking and looks wonderful. I'll put a link to the news story to below. Now, how is this person going to get a grip on reality if people aren't really honest with her? But the media does it with femmes all the time. Not men. Hardly men are in the news. But femmes, they try to build them up as so fantastic, even if they're so obviously not. And the other person who's trying to grab some attention even at 63 years old is Madonna. There's nobody on the planet that hasn't seen the private parts of Madonna. And of course the media says she's so wows in this, she just still got it at 63. Now Madonna, to me at least, never really had anything going for her. She couldn't really sing, she didn't look that great, and she didn't have a great body. It was all this razzmatazz and fakery that she did. And I guess it fooled a lot of people. But she's done and it's over. But she doesn't want it to be over, and the media helps her to stay in there too, doesn't it? She's had loads of plastic surgery recently done and looks quite unnatural. And here's a picture of her, and if you think that's real, forget it. There's filters, there's Photoshop stuff, there's piles of makeup there. It's all unreal. Mostly all femmes have a fake persona, even the ones that are married. And the thing is, the media has peddled this for so long, people are not buying it anymore. And they've overloaded it so much, people are sick of it as well. And of course, you know the old saying, sex sells. Well, they've overloaded that too, and that's not selling either. And it's not that men are buying the cheaper models, they're not just buying it all. Even the young men with a hard-on most of the time are opting out. And of course the papers can't wait to say, oh, she's a mother. A mother nowadays is a femme gets pregnant, has the baby, and gives it to the man. She doesn't want much to do with it, because they have more important things to do than look after a baby. And that was just two stories of femmes that try to flog who they are because they've got it, and one of them didn't even have it in the first place. They either got too old or destroyed themselves by their own craziness. And they still feel as though they're relevant, and the media says they are too. I mean, if the media stop pushing these old people that don't have it anymore, maybe we'll get some younger ones in. Anyway, remember guys, femmes are all hype. And the proof is in the pudding. And as femmes don't do any cooking anymore, I guess that's that. You're not dating a person, you're dating a persona. So stop looking for a real femme, there isn't one. The ones that you think are real are just faking it too. So men out there, stay free and be aware and awake. And some sayings in philosophy are quite clever, really. Confucius says, "Can a pretty painting be painted by an ugly femme? Put that in your cap and smoke it, grasshopper." Up, up and away!